Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Man, drop that shit for these fuck niggas. Man, drop that shit. Drop this shit.
Championship team made the best team win, I said to many, and obviously the best team won, but it's still a big shout out to the Denver Broncos and to the Manning family. Mike and Mike this morning are discussing the Peyton Manning legacy, so we'll be talking about the Manning legacy also this week, and a lot of sports news on Friday, okay? Of course, tomorrow is Matters of the Heart, Wednesday, where we talk about, grown folks stuff when it pertains to dating, love, romance, sex, marriage, divorce, engagement, all that good stuff. And remember, you can always call in at 714-409-0614. I like doing commentary-style shows, but then it's fun when it's interactive and guest co-hosts are involved or callers call in and chatting in the chat room. Matter of fact, I made it to the chat room right now. I should have been in there at the beginning of the show. But then, I can't help, again, On yesterday's show, I did not mention the unexpected death, which really touched me. But my sister told me, she said, hey, a well-known actor died. And we both were just in shock when we had seen that story on Sunday regarding the death of Philip Seymour Hoffman. And on Morning Joe this morning and all throughout the media, there's been talk and discussion of the rise of heroin. I have never used drugs. My advice has been to enjoy drinking, but I have always considered myself a responsible drinker. But I feel for that subject matter. I've had loved ones, family members, friends. Growing up, my entire life, I've seen what happened. And I thought heroin was an expensive drug, but I keep hearing reports that because the cost is so low, that is one reason why it is so popular now. And my goodness, the fight against drugs, the fight against alcoholism, all of diseases, right? Just like obesity and shopping too much and eating too much and loving, there's no such thing as loving too much, right? Not you know, right kind of love, but you know, this battle is still going on, and we just have to keep on pushing, right? And number one, keeping God first, and praying for our loved ones. We never know who's going through what, right? And you never know who have certain vices, you know, like maybe over drinking. On drugs. Wow, you know, who would have thought that he was preparing to go pick his kids up, but while he's preparing to pick his kids up, was, you know, allegedly shooting up. So you never know what other people are going through behind closed doors and openly too. When people share and talk with you, you know, do your best to listen. I was listening to a podcast this morning. I've been listening to podcasts, and I've been sharing some of the podcasts that I've been listening to. And there's one podcast that I listened to is about being good listeners. And it's very important. I like to talk, but then also I consider myself a good listener, but we can always improve the way we listen to people. And so, you know, really listen to people when they express themselves, the good, the highs, the lows, the in-betweens, you know, really listen to people, because sometimes we might miss out and maybe there's a cry for help, you know, and they just don't come out and bluntly say it, you know, really. So, sending condolences again to his longtime partner and the kids and all fellow fans and peers. I mean, so many celebrities really have just poured out. Those that knew him, you know, knew what he was going through. And that's amazing. He had been pretty clean 23 years until, like, last spring, and he went to rehab. I heard reports, like, in May. And that is something. So I understand that when you always hear people say that's recovering one day at a time, one day at a time, because that's really important. You do one day at a time, you know. So, wow. But again, we have to keep lifting each other in prayer and positive thoughts. Those of us that those that do not believe in prayer, I have friends who are atheists too, and listeners that are atheists. So, put up those positive thoughts. You know, keep those positive thoughts going. Those of us that believe in God, Allah, Jehovah, you know, put God first. Right, right. So again, thank you for tuning in, but I had to play that All We Do Is Win for the winners of the Super Bowl. Being an NFL fan, period. Happy for the winners, period. But, you know, some people had nothing to do with the Super Bowl. Nothing. But, yeah, I'm looking at U.S. News, and the headline is, Heroin, an inside look at lethal mix spreading across the U.S. community. So there's a mix. So bad batches of heroin ridden around, and wow, and I know, like, last summer, one of my neighbors and I, we were talking about like drugs, and he was, like, breaking down to me, like, topics of opium and topics of heroin and how things like that are very rapid in this country, that some of us do not realize. So that is just amazing. And another story I've been checking out regarding the Olympics, and a lot of pet lovers and animal lovers, I'm in that community. It's just amazing what's going on. You know, they don't want anybody to get bitten or hurt. So there's a pest control company in Sochi, Russia, which been ordered to kill stray dogs. The stray dogs are like rampant in that in there, and so they've been exterminating the dogs like crazy. And animal activists have always been against that, but one report I was reading yesterday, they said they have to clear out. You know, they don't want anybody getting bit by a dog or dogs, you know, walking, running off out into the fields and stuff like that. But a lot of animal advocates there have said that they would build, like, shelters and try to get the dogs to safe places and so on, but don't know how that's going or whatever. So that's interesting, and that's something we'll be talking about, too, on Friday when we talk about topics of Olympics and sports and other hot topics and the NBA All-Star also, which I'm looking forward to meeting some of my favorite people next week. Also, and visiting Avita Institute in New Orleans also. Well, I'm getting so caught up in the different stories. let me focus on this. We'll continue. Oh, it was a story I wanted to talk about as the song was playing. And it was it was regarding so many well wishes and how so many people are so happy that Pete Carroll won. See, I'm a longtime supporter, fan of Pete Carroll, so I'm happy for him. I know I'm loyal to the Mannings, but I'm very happy for him. I'm looking at his website. Let's see what his website says. Peter Clay Pete. And his website is Pete Carroll, for those of you that have not checked it out. And it goes on, and this is just his fourth season. I was so happy when he retired by the NFL after all of that he had been through with that investigation by the USC. So there's an awesome bio at his website. And very, very awesome. And, I mean, just going through his career. Here's a year by year of Pete Carroll. And again, he's 1974. Pacific, graduate assistant, wide receivers. His season was 6-5. 1975 at Pacific, graduate assistant, secondary. Good season. Decent season, 5-6-1. 1976 Pacific, graduate assistant, secondary, 2-9, not so good season. 1977 Arkansas, graduate assistant, secondary. 1978 Iowa State, secondary coach. 79 Ohio State, secondary coach. And also at North, he was a defensive coach. 1980 Carolina, coordinator and secondary, Carolina State. North, defensive. 81 Carolina, coordinator and secondary coach, North, defensive. In 82, Carolina State, coordinator, secondary coach, assistant head. 83, Pacific, coach, defensive coordinator. Buffalo Bills, 1984. You all going to know one of my favorite players played for Buffalo. Never won a Super Bowl. Talking about O.J. Simpson, defensive back coach, 2-14 season. 1985, Minnesota Vikings, defensive back coach, 7-9. A season. 86, Minnesota Vikings, defensive backs coach. Now, he really worked himself. 1987, Minnesota Vikings, defensive backs coach. 88, Minnesota Vikings, defensive backs coach. 89, Minnesota Vikings, defensive backs coach. 90, New York Jets, defensive coordinator. 91, New York Jets, defensive coordinator. 92, New York Jets, defensive coordinator. 93, New York Jets, defensive coordinator. He was the head coach for the New York Jets in 94, and he had a 6-10 season. 1995, San Francisco, he was defensive coordinator. And 96, defensive coordinator for the 49ers. New England Patriots head coach. Had a pretty good season 10-6. New England Patriots in 1998. I posted a flashback picture of me, yours truly, from 1998. Photographed by my longtime friend, photojournalist for 16 years, James Bonfield, taken back in 98. New England Patriots, 1999, head coach, 8-8. And then his legacy began at USC, where he was head coach from 2001 to, you know, just 4 years ago. His last season was 2008, and he was head coach from 2001 to 2008. And someone asked him, and I shared it on Twitter, how did it feel to win a Super Bowl? And he said, just like winning his Rose Bowl championship. And so that sounds so awesome. So he's been with Seattle since 2009, and now with in 2013-14 and winning and won the Super Bowl. So again, congratulations to him. That was pretty cool. USC career 9 seasons, NFL career 7 seasons. So that is just pretty cool. Also, I'm going to do my best to. I'm tweeting this out. This information that I'm checking out and posting it on Facebook. Well, I post it on Facebook in a few, but I have tweeted his bio from his website and his career record. And also, you all know how I like to break it down, but we're running out of time. So I want to go on and talk a little bit more about some players of the team and some other things. But let's see. I want to shout out. Oh, I like to share at least a little more background. Coach Carroll was a 3-sport football, basketball, and baseball standout at Redwood High in Larkspur, California. So he understands what Russell Wilson is, dealing with, being a multi-talented athlete himself. Earned the school's Athlete of the Year award as a senior. He played quarterback, wide receiver, and defensive back. He was inducted into the inaugural Redwood High Athletic Hall of Fame in 2009. He then played football at Marin Junior College in Kentfield, California from 69 to 70 before transferring to Pacific. In 2003, he helped develop A Better LA, a nonprofit group consisting of a consortium of local agencies and organizations working to reduce gang violence by empowering change in individuals and communities. In the spring of 2009, he received the Crystal Heart Award from the USC School of Social Work for his involvement with A Better LA, and the Pete Carroll Scholarship was established for students pursuing graduate study in the school. He received the Courageous Leadership Award from Women Against Gun Violence in 2005. In the fall of 2008, he helped organize LA Live Peace 2008, a march and rally at the Coliseum to promote gang intervention and nonviolence in Los Angeles. Carroll published Win Forever in Summer 10, a New York Times best-selling book that unveiled the philosophies about coaching and leadership. The paperback edition, including a, you all know I coached Little League in the 90s, the paperback edition, including a new chapter recounting his first season in Seattle, was released in August 2011. Mr. Pete Carroll, Coach Pete, was born in September on the 15th, 1951, in San Francisco. He and his wife, Glenna, who played volleyball at Pacific, have 3 children. Sons, Brandon, who played tight end at Delaware and Pittsburgh. Nate, who's an assistant coach with the Seahawks. I thought he had a son that worked with him. And a daughter, Jamie, who played on the Women of Troy's volleyball team that competed in the 2000 NCAA Final Four. He also has 1 grandson, Dylan, and 1 granddaughter, Colby. Congratulations and best wishes to his family. Also, big shout out to Whole Foods. We have a new grocery store in the Jackson metro area, in Jackson, in the city limits, at Highland Village Shopping Center on I-55 North at East Northside Drive, right at Old Canton Road and Northside Drive at Highland Village. Whole Foods is officially having the grand opening today. I have other obligations today. Because I remember hearing about the grand opening, I thought I'd probably go that day, but I have other obligations. But I'm so glad that we have a Whole Foods. store here. That's just amazing. So a big shout out to Whole Foods, and thank you for coming to the city of Jackson at Highland Village Shopping Center also. And those of you that are shopping today at Whole Foods, have fun. Those of you that endured the private tours at the end of the week of last week, enjoy also. But you can network with Coach Pete Carroll at Twitter and Facebook, and he's on Instagram, and has a YouTube channel also. Have you guys seen the picture of Russell sitting next to the Cardinals at a Nets game? So, yeah. So it's time. The live stream is about to end. But, again, I want to thank you for tuning in. The show's not over. I'll be right back. Chanel's Jess and Hannah Simone CC are nearly run down. by a black SUV in downtown L.A. as an apology, the driver invites Philip to a party thrown by none other than Prince, a party that shall henceforth be known as the greatest party that has ever happened. And then there's highlights. I tweeted out for those of you that maybe didn't see it on Sunday night. And so I've tweeted this article out also. And there's episodes that you can watch the entire episode also. And then there's a segment where the article goes on to say, we're not exactly sure what losing friends at ping pong would teach us, but we'll jump at the chance to find out. Jake Johnson told Entertainment Weekly that Prince's people visited the new girl set to pre-approve the decor for the purple one to make sure it didn't clash with his proposed wardrobe, which is probably the most appropriate Prince anecdote that could emerge from the scenario. I love the part when he directed the butterfly, which made me think of one of my favorite designers, Anthony Mark Hankins, who loves butterflies. Made me think about him. Also, I love butterflies, and obviously Prince loves butterflies too, and it was so amazing to see him direct the butterfly to land on his shoulder. I was like, that's some Chris Angel stuff right there. A big shout out too to Chris Angel also, as he and his cohort will be presenting Magic Jam, if I'm not mistaken. I listened to his interview yesterday with Robin Leach, as Robin Leach was a guest host on Sunny 106.5 in Las Vegas yesterday. I love iHeartRadio because you get an opportunity to just listen to, be nosy and see what's going on in other cities and states. So much fun. But time is running out, and I really want to go on and on. But I won't, because we'll get cut off mid-sentence. So we'll talk on tomorrow. Let's talk about what we're reading and recommended reading when it comes to adult literature and books, okay? So again, thank you. Until next time, God bless. And I really appreciate your support. You can email me at cultureshockentertainment@yahoo.com. KULTURESHOKENTERTAINMENT@yahoo.com. And we'll profile more of the Super Bowl winners and players also, throughout the week, the approaching week that's coming up, and talk about other sporting events like the Olympics and NBA All-Star that's coming up, okay? And of course, I'll continue talking about New Orleans. I'll do another show on Monday regarding New Orleans. Next Tuesday, I have an interview with a marketer here in Jackson, Mississippi, Randall Lee. He will be promoting his show, The Shift Show, which will broadcast on Springer and also on other, it'll be broadcast on other outlets also. So looking forward to speaking with Randall Lee. He is a Jackson-based marketer who works with different ministries, churches and businesses and entrepreneurs in regards to promoting their businesses and endeavors throughout social media, which is a good topic, right? So, because that's what it's all about, effectively networking via in person, but then also online through social media. So looking forward to talking with him. You know, it's all about, you know, supporting one another and all that. So, so cool. So, you know, so again, thank you for tuning in. You've been listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports on this Tuesday. And tomorrow we'll be Matters of the Heart Thursday, talking about Avon. Big shout out to my district sales manager, Charlotte Hogue, my former consultant district sales manager, Steve Fedorka, and the entire Avon community and Mark Girl community. And, you know, Lucy Hale is our brand ambassador for Mark. Megan Fox, partner up regarding the new fragrance for men and women called Instinct. Roxy, she's on the cover of the current Mark Megalog. My website, my web store will be back up in beginning of March. But, you know, like the pages, follow Avon or Avon Insider on Twitter and Mark at Mark Girl. And we'll be talking about Avon on Thursday, and on Friday, of course, is hot topics, you know, sports, hot topics, good and not so good news, and on Monday, we'll be talking about, you know, what's going on with New Orleans and other awesome events. And you don't remember, we have the Oscars coming up on March the 2nd. Not only will NBA week, All-Star Weekend be happening in a little over a week, but the beginning of Mardi Gras begins, and not to mention Valentine's Day weekend. So, of course, on Wednesday, we'll talk about Valentine's Day and Valentine's Day ideals also and events that's happening around and about here in this area. And though many of you always send me information regarding what's going on in your areas, so I do my best to share those that info too. And so always feel free to call in. It's good to hear from you and good for listeners to hear from your mouth what's going on. But again, looking forward to talking with Randall Lee. It's with Randall Lee on next Tuesday morning at 6 regarding the business of marketing, working with churches and ministries and businesses in regards to social media management. Okay, well, thank you. It's been so cool, and I really appreciate you. Remember, Monday through Friday at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time now. And, of course, with shows on weekends, Young People and Youth Advocates Coalition presents on the first Sunday of every month. And thank you sending music and your media kit. And if you're going to get co-host, let me know. March 21st will be going into 3 years of broadcasting here at blogtalkradio.com. So, again, thank you. You're greatly appreciated. And be good. Hug somebody. Ask them first. Though, say, hey, can I give you a hug? Or do you need a hug? Or let them know, hey, I need a hug. Do you mind giving me a hug? You know, sometimes it's all about just spreading love or smiling at someone. You know, sometimes that's just a nice hello sometimes. You notice sometimes if you smile at a person, a sincere smile. Now, you know, usually that person, a smile back. We don't know. You know, we don't know what people go through. And even if they're happy, just make them happier. But then if they're feeling down in the depths, you know, put a smile on their face, right? I'm about to start crying. Okay, but thank you, and God bless. You are definitely appreciated. Thank you. God bless.